This is a Big Facts Network exclusive.
Yo! What's going on, homies? It is your big homie Kodak. Follow me on Instagram, BIGHOMIEKODAQ. And welcome to the Big Homie's house. We're in the building right now at King of Diamonds. Woo-hoo. Yes, KOD is in the building. And of course, we're going to keep the cast rotated. We got some super homies in the building. We got ice and coke. Okay, we're not talking about the drugs because
drugs are bad.
Yeah, because that's why.
Some drugs are bad.
Rugs are bad.
Some rugs are great. Drugs are rugs. But anywho, we got big homie Ice.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl Isis.
Ice, baby.
Y'all go follow me at Perfectly Ice on Instagram, but it's your girl Ice.
You dig.
Yes. And it's the real Big Mama in this bitch. Coke Bottle Co. You can follow me on Instagram, Coke Bottle with the K's and three E's.
Yes, sir. Ski. So we was talking about something before the cameras came on, and it was, we was talking about Fupas and Fooders.
I think the man made up Fooder.
No, I didn't make that up. So we was talking about staying fit and like being in shape, right? So my thing, what I said was, being healthy is a plus of like working out, right?
Absolutely.
It's a plus. But I'm really working out to get better at sex. Because I feel like the less stomach that I have, the more I'm gonna have.
So the equation is subtract the stomach.
Yes. You have, that is the equation for better sex. And I feel like you just perform better sexually when you're in better shape.
Absolutely, you do. But does that make it bigger though?
It does. It literally make here's the math on that. You know how like women have like fupas and like if you see a really big woman, like every part of her is big. So even the around the coochie area is big. Which is fine. You can have a big coochie area.
That motherfucker
can have a fat mom.
You have fat mom, but you know, if she's a big woman, she's 350 and up. That is more than a fat mom. That is Garfield, okay?
Okay.
That is a fat cat. Now, ain't nothing wrong with having a fat cat.
It's not a knuckle no more.
You just got more stuff to, like, you got more softness to experience.
Okay.
You feel me? But if you got, like, you got fat around your meat, then your meat's getting swallowed up, and it's not as effective.
Who's swallowing up? Because we ain't swallowing
that he said it like that, it gives a little bit more context.
You are swallowing your own meat.
I'm thinking.
Huh?
Your body is swallowing your
meat. You just said you're swallowing your own meat. You should have said pause. So y'all be saying pause
At first I wasn't getting it. Now that he said it like that, though.
The meat be overcoming the main meat.
Swallowing it up.
And you be having to push the meat back to find the rest.
Yeah, like when they got a tunnel.
The little button.
So if I was back in my bigger days, I used to be a hefty fella. Okay, I was almost 400 pounds.
Hefty.
And you know, I had to, you know, had to move some things around. So when the more you lose weight,
please don't say move things around because I don't know. I don't want to know where the fuck you moved it to.
Off. Gone.
Okay.
I had to burn it up.
Burn it off. Okay. Yeah. Not moved around.
What'd you say, Coach?
You shifted. You moved it.
Yeah. You got to move it around. So yeah, that's what I did, and you know, fellas, if you want to perform better in the bed, you just want to lose weight anyway.
Basically, what they're saying is, men are going to the gym for bitches.
Basically,
but let me tell you a secret. Because I just started out the gym. Shout out to my trainer, Blink Fitness. I be looking for the niggas at the gym,
not out here.
I be looking. Oh, see, not the LA Fitness in Atlantic Station.
You the one we can't leave around. Like, you the one, like, if you're in a relationship, you gonna fuck your trainer.
Nah, I'm not. What the fuck? That was wild to say. For one, I am single as fuck.
You gonna fuck your trainer.
No, I'm not.
You wouldn't?
No.
So you in the gym looking for the niggas now, but you got the head nigga trainer.
No.
No, that's the head.
My trainer's not a hoe.
How you know?
My trainer's not a hoe.
There are certain hoe jobs. And that is one of them.
Give me three jobs that you don't trust because they might be
personal trainer.
Okay.
Male therapist.
Security. And any type of firefighter, policeman, EMT, anything like that.
Firefighters, they be having to be at work for like 4 days straight.
And then they got a God complex too.
Ooh, like the army niggas too. The army niggas.
The military is the military. Yeah, military, sorry. I'm gonna take military. At my one.
And when they just got out of prison, too.
No, those is just
homosexual. Why would you date? Why would you date a man at your big age? Why would you date a man that just got out of prison?
What if you don't know? What if you just met this man at the club and you enjoy?
If you don't ever hear me say nothing else on here, Google every man you meet.
For sure.
Especially Google the records. Google your county clerk records. Mm-hmm. Google search jail record, offender search, mm-hmm. and see if this man was just recently.
You
got to
get his real name because you can't Google search his Instagram name. I mean, you can.
I need that ID.
You can because if you Google search somebody's Instagram name and you get some articles that pop up.
Ooh.
Scams by Frederick.
Nah, but I was about to go on a date with somebody and I dropped their picture in our group message and my friend was like, ew, no, he's no, I'm not from Atlanta, so. He's known in Atlanta for like sodomy and some wild shit. And I did not go on a date. And I'm so happy I dropped that because I looked it up and it was an article about this nigga too.
When? It was last year? Oh.
No, this was a couple years ago.
Oh.
Actually, now that you say that, I'm screaming because I matched with somebody on Tinder. Matched with this man on Tinder. I don't know if he told me his real name.
This is the second show in a row. We got a terrible Tinder story.
Matched with the dude on Tinder. And I don't know if I asked him for his ID. I don't know what I asked him for. But I ended up Googling him, and the first thing that popped up was, like, a double homicide charge. Like, when I really, like, looked into it.
I'll
like,
take a homicide over sodomy.
He got off on a charge.
Did nobody hear what Aisha just said? Like, she just said she would take a homicide over a sodomy?
For sure. What the fuck? Shoot him up, bang, bang,
I mean,
bang.
The homicide is...
It could have...
Me and the homicide is deject.
It could have been... So there are he could have been protecting himself. Absolutely.
So there are some crimes where he's like,
absolutely, yes.
Oh, fuck
yes.
That.
Yes. It's like the man who beat the man half to death because he was molesting his child.
Absolutely. Some 100%. Some charges are okay. It's the why. It's the why. What happened.
Well, I mean, in that case, a lot of charges are okay.
Okay, then. So that's what we're saying.
What is a lot?
Anything... That's not the R word.
Okay.
Yeah. Or if you mess with kids.
Okay.
So I feel like those two is like, we don't need to know the context because there's none.
There isn't any.
There's not enough. There's no context that makes this better.
Right.
So, yeah, no. Nah. But let me get into something that I had written down in my notes because you think I don't be having notes.
He don't. Let me tell y'all, he's not looking at notes. He's looking at naked fat booty. Now it's the notes, but usually it's just like
change that real quick.
Real quick with the thumb.
What you got today?
I do. I got something written down, and I think something it stemmed from the Super Bowl performance, not like us, that featured Serena. Right. So at what point,
my girl was cruel.
At what point do you stop talk? Do you stop flexing on your ex?
No, that means you're still pressed. Yes, years you're still after, pressed. You're pressed. But she got a bag for it. I'm sure she got paid to crit walk.
But still, so, like...
But even, I feel like that all money ain't good money. Like, again, you are... The only reason why you did it was to spite that man. You didn't do it because it looked good for you or your image or anything outside of... Yeah, I'm hopping on the bandwagon so I can clown this nigga.
He did this her husband, though, recently.
He did.
Ain't
he a white man? Ain't he a white man?
So are you saying because he's white, he can be dissed?
No.
Talk louder in the microphone, Coco.
No.
I think
that's not what I'm saying. but
also, like, yeah, she's married, okay? So that was my whole takeaway from it. You're married. Why do you care enough about this man's situation to be at the Super Bowl? Say, now, granted, aesthetically, it was like, oh, wow. But if you really look into it, it's kind of like, why are you here? Because if it was me and my wife got an opportunity... to diss her ex. Why do you still care about this nigga to diss him?
White men don't care. That's the problem.
That's more so what
that's,
I was saying.
Or that's the answer. You black men care.
That's just really what. Like, I feel like he don't even know. Like, yeah, man, get up there. Go you, do what you do.
You would not.
In the front like this.
You he would was not, probably rooting out you
would not. You would not see Eve in any situation trying to diss somebody who she used to.
Stevie J. is the prime example. You haven't heard that woman say a bitch-ass thing about that man ever.
She don't care.
She don't care.
But also, let me tell you, I think because we're thinking so deep into it, this is entertainment at the end of the day. It's entertainment. So I don't think she thought like, I'm still pressed over this, and I still, years later.
How do we know
it's
Serena?
Entertainment.
How do we know Serena?
For entertaining
tennis.
Us.
No,
playing
how do we know? Tennis. We know Serena for fucking playing tennis. There's no reason for Serena to be crip walking.
He probably
not like that.
It's he not, obviously it's not. Had to call her and be like, hey, Serena.
He offered her a bag.
Say Serena. You gonna come crip walk at the Super Bowl for
me? But it's just, nah. I mean, she might have did it for free, but if she did it for free, that's even worse.
That's even worse.
I don't think she did it for free.
Because people were trying to say, like, I hope she did it. And it's a cultural thing, and it's like,
you could have got anybody to get on there.
Yeah, you could have got
anybody. But see, what we're doing right now, we're talking about it. It made sense. You got to make it make sense. We wouldn't talk about it if motherfucking Sierra was up there crip walking. We wouldn't talk about it if it was Sierra.
She's not relevant to the situation.
Why is Sierra crip walking?
If anything, people would have gassed that up.
What I'm saying is,
like, damn, she really can't do anything.
You did the right thing.
I don't know. I mean,
from
his perspective, yes. From Kendrick's perspective, but from Alex Ohaniani, I don't know how the fuck you pronounce that man last name. It don't make sense.
That's her husband.
Alex Ohanian. Ohanian? Yeah, he got like a Lilo and Stitch name.
White men don't care. They're just supportive. Go do it, babe. Kendrick Lamar called you? Oh, yeah, that's the bro. Listen, all right, he wants you to crit walk, babe. You go do it. He probably practiced crit walking with her right before they went on stage. He was like, yeah, honey, that's right.
You think Serena? He did it. You think Serena's husband know how to crit walk?
No, but they probably practiced.
She does probably. Like, no.
She probably be trying to put him on cultural stuff.
I was about to say something different, but I'm not going to.
Say it.
She does.
We just started back. Don't do it.
Nah, yeah, I can't do that. Nope.
But to your question, there is a certain time point where you only be pressed over your ex. You do not need to be pressed.
You should, like
I got 2 months. In the 2 months, run your shit. After that, leave that shit alone.
Oh, it's been way longer than 2 months, too, though.
I know.
Yeah. But I also got one more question. If we're going to get into what was ice?
Icebreakers with ice.
Oh, Henny. See, I knew I was right. This is my question. Okay. And fellas, I need y'all to, you know, just back me up on this, okay?
Oh, he defended her. Apparently, he has defended her, her Super Bowl cameo.
Of course he did. Of course he did. Okay. And that leads to another, you know what? No, let me get into my question, then I'm going to let y'all have y'all. Now, why is it that if a man do some bullshit, a man, like, say, between y'all two, y'all just experience men doing things that are just not up to quality. Mm. You be like, all men are da 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 da. All men are the worst piece of shit on the earth. Okay. Right. Cool. But why we don't get credit for the good shit men be doing?
Like what?
Like say, like Russell Wilson.
All right, quickly.
Russell Wilson.
And they always talk him up. That's the thing about him.
Why is it all men when it's something bad, but it's not all men when it's something good?
Because all men don't be doing stuff good.
All men don't be doing bad shit either, but
The majority of them do.
Show me the numbers.
Out of 1 to 10 men.
One out of 10 men. I'm going to help you with your verbiage. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm going to help you with your verbiage.
What? I had an espresso martini this morning. 9 of them are cheating. So it's all of y'all.
So it's the men that you're pursuing that are cheaters.
Oh, just kidding. I don't fuck.
Oh,
I agree. But me personally, I am an uplifter. I love uplifting my man. You know what I mean? Whether I got to lift his fooda or lift his spirit.
I'm not lifting the fooda.
Fooda's crazy.
That's crazy as hell. Because
I'm just saying,
you wouldn't even lift it. You would push it back.
Y'all don't like fat dudes?
No. I like good people.
That's honest. You see, that's why I don't want to be honest. Fat. I don't want to be fat no more.
How fat? We can't say fat. Big. How big?
Size challenge.
Now, okay, I guess I would like to clarify. Do I feel like there are handsome fat people or large people? I don't even like that word.
Raw wave, if you see this.
That's that lady now. I don't know. Dank? I would give her money. I would give her lots of money.
Who, Dank? Oh, the rapper?
Hell no. She looks a mess.
The big girl that was on The Breakfast Club?
Yes.
Oh.
She looks a fucking mess.
That was crazy because they pulled out a whole. She put
a sectional.
Y'all got a chair. Y'all got a bigger seat.
She asked for a chair. That's not a chair. That's a sectional.
They definitely pulled out a sectional. Off,
no, when I saw her approaching the office chair that was there, I was kind of like, oh, I want to see how this is gonna play out.
Because why the fuck would you?
I thought it was gonna break at first. I was waiting.
I feel like because as a fellow biggin, you know, you can
feel a fellow what?
A fellow biggin. Listen, I'm a reformed fat guy. Okay, I'm big, but I used to be a lot bigger, so I can speak to these things from experience. As a biggin, that's a big guy. So as a biggin, you know, like if you sit in something and you're like, oh, the clock is on.
You can see it before you sit.
Feel it.
Like, okay, perfect example. Them picnic, them cookout chairs. The white ones.
That your ass be hanging out in the back.
It'd be my
the
back.
The size.
It'd oh, that's your back.
Yeah, it'd be my back. Yeah. Your back hang out the back of the chair. You're on the clock. You can't move too much. So as good as you're enjoying that food, you better stay stationary.
You really need to stay centered in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
One of them legs.
You can't, because you can't even, like, get too comfortable.
When the legs go in the dirt. When the legs start sinking in the dirt.
The worst thing ever would be for that shit to break and it one of them just impale you. You just died from being big.
Is it worse when it breaks or is it worse when you stand up, the chair still attached to your ass?
It depends on who that happened to, because it could be sexy.
Or just being on the ground and when I came down.
Because if Gracie Bond sit in one of them chairs.
Oh, that motherfucker, the chair going to sit on it.
Yeah, the chair is going to fit around them cheeks and it's going to lift up. Lift up and lift off. But yeah, nah. But yeah, back to my original topic. Y'all can't give men, y'all cannot criticize men for the bad things that men do. You can't criticize all men. Because I'm never going to be the type of man to be like, well, it's not all men, because I realize some guys do be on bullshit. But if you're not going to give me credit for the good shit that men are doing, don't include me in the bad shit.
Next
topic.
Let me
ask you, I have a question. I have a question. I every time this comes up, I have a question.
Talk to me.
If you went to jail, are you going to be worried about some men or all of them? Quickly.
I'm not a criminal, so I don't have to say.
If something happened right now.
Of us on this stage, 17 trials, no convictions.
No convictions.
Oh, but yeah, so all men or some men. I mean, if I don't know nobody in there, all of them. But you know some men. You know some good men.
Do we really, though?
You know me. I'm cool.
I don't know what the hell you got. You could have a woman in your basement right now. I wouldn't know that.
Do I come across like the guy that would have a woman in his basement?
The ones who have women in the basement.
What was his name? Ted Bundy? They let his ass go 3 different fucking times. That nigga was walking with, was Jeffrey Dahmer walking with his damn victim.
If I ever snap, this is going to be so funny.
It is. They're going to be like, did you? Did you go
there? Now I can't. Now I can't do it.
Can't do it.
Now you can't crash out.
I can't crash out.
But answer the question. So all of them or some?
Until I get to know all of them, all of them.
So let's go back to the generalization. We are, it's the same way, you got to flip it like that. For a man to understand how women think or how we experience and go through life with men, dealing with men, it's every man for us. You have to prove yourself to be the opposite of a not shit ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
You really have to prove yourself.
So at what point am I not a not shit ass nigga?
When you do shit ass things.
Yeah.
When your greatness overcomes,
when your rap,
what is a good man to y'all?
Honest.
Mm-hmm. A good dad, if you have children.
An amazing father, an
financially
active father.
Literate and responsible.
Absolutely. It can be illiterate, as long as he got some money. Financially literate or illiterate.
Hell nah, baby, you need to be literate.
You can't
be R. Kelly, boo.
I can handle the money for us.
How does he know you literate? So he just wants you to trust
me. Y'all don't be caring. Y'all don't care about nothing.
Trust me, bro.
I need to give a man a book. I need to hear you read out loud.
Oh, I was talking about financially. No, literate, yes.
You said,
I was saying,
no,
so the only thing you thought about when I asked you was a good man, your first thing came to your
No, I was bouncing off what she was saying. She said financially.
Literate.
Yeah.
Because that is important. A man could run, somebody could run your, fuck your whole life up, fucking your money up.
Absolutely. Or that credit.
Yeah, the credit, the gambling, all types of
putting that motherfucking car in your name for a rental.
I wouldn't put a pizza in my motherfucking name.
I was young and dumb.
Not a pizza.
The list of things that men need to describe a good woman is a lot.
It's like, I know, y'all just like 2 or 3 things. But again, we've had this
conversation. Because men are simple.
You're correct. All the way across the board.
Simple, for sure.
We're simple. We just like me back. Like, damn. Like me for real.
Y'all don't even like yourself.
But even when we just give you the simple stuff, like, just like me. Y'all was, not y'all. Some men still do the wild and crazy shit.
Like what?
Lying. Cheat. That's the main thing. Lying. Like,
so women don't
are
lie?
Not intentional.
Y'all don't lie?
Yes, we're talking about men though.
We do lie.
For sure, and we're great
so
at we're it.
So this is not a gender this is not a gender trait. This is a human trait.
Well, we were talking about like
women.
Though.
Men lie out of preservation. Women lie out of protection.
Mm.
Y'all lie. I say this all the time. I was screaming.
I'm a preservation liar.
A man, the one thing about me, a man's self-preservation is top tier. That's one thing I will.
Or protection.
I will clock y'all for that. Y'all will get the hell on if it doesn't benefit, if it doesn't suit, it's not making you no money, it's not good for y'all. Will get the, if a bitch ain't, she ain't with the campaign, she ain't doing what you need her to do. Uh-huh. Y'all get the hell on. A woman, on the other hand, will not. All the way across the board. Now, why I said women lie for protection, and I won't say.
Hold up, wait a minute. Let me stop you right there. Okay. Because what? Don't lose that thought now. Now, y'all, you saying women is not going to leave regardless of what she's
now
going
I
through.
Now, I am.
That sounds stupid as hell. You want a reward for that? So because I'm more aware of preserving myself, that's a bad trick? Of course, I'm going to get the
point. No.
Because I've seen that.
That's what I said. That's one thing I would take.
I've seen that logic pushed before. Oh, a man could never go through what a woman go through. Why the fuck would I?
You want me to answer honestly?
Answer honestly.
And that's why we got
to
have standards.
So, again, remember what I said? You got to let me cook. And this goes back to marriage, everything. Even where we are today in society with women, with dating as a whole. As a man, the reason why y'all self-preservation is top tier is because it has to be. It all boils back down to misogyny. When men talk about we can't relax, we can't be homeless, we can't da, da,
we
da, da,
can.
Da, who told you that? A man? Other men, right? So those same men are the ones telling women, you're gonna be a 40-year-old cat lady. You're gonna be by yourself. Why you don't want to be with no man? That's a good man, Savannah. It all boils back down to misogyny. Fucking idiots. The blind lean the blind. Men telling everybody some bullshit. Y'all are the fucking problem. Y'all tell other men. Think about that. Who the hell told you
Okay, what about that is bullshit? Tell me. What about that? Because honestly, I believe that. What say what you just said again. Men should can't have what?
Well, can't be homeless. Can't lack, basically.
Because as a leader, you cannot.
I feel like men are bad leaders. I think that y'all made that up and y'all don't really like it for real. Y'all hate it, actually. Y'all hate it. Let's be honest. Women are amazing
leaders.
We're naturally leaders. We have
force. So women are better leaders than men?
Yes.
That's cap.
It's not. If y'all complain
about any little thing on y'all back, we just eat that shit.
Yes.
For you to say I can't cry and da da da, we gonna cry
that's
and still
nuts.
Do it.
I'm literally gonna cry with a baby attached to my titty while I'm folding fucking laundry and probably working from home
and
cooking your dinner at the same goddamn time, nigga. I asked you to clean a fork. Clean the fork that you just used, that you left in the sink. And
because it's a fucking fork. God damn it, it's a fucking fork. Please, I got
I
a million. I'm trying to keep this house afloat. And
you talking
to me about a fucking fork.
And what's keeping it afloat?
You know, and listen.
What's y'all keeping it afloat?
This personally, this is the shit that I experience with women. Like, not just like across life. I experience this shit. It's shit that's like, oh my God, you didn't close the refrigerator during time. Shut up. God damn it. Shut the fuck up. Please. I have a million fucking demons.
So you're using that because now he's saying all women cry about that. And we just said,
a million
look
demons
at
in my head beating the shit out of me. And you telling me about this goddamn refrigerator door. I'm about to jump out this goddamn window.
I don't know. I met some good leaders.
Jump out the goddamn window then. Why the hell you leave the fucking, why is it beeping? Why would you do that?
Because
you want what? So wait, I guess here's a better question. So you're mad at me for something that you did because I'm asking you to correct something that you did.
No, I'm mad at you because that shit really don't matter.
Why I gotta do it then? Why I gotta do it?
Baby, awkward.
Damn. Because that sets the precedent of me not saying something to you every time you... And I understand the difference between nagging. Nagging just about itty-bitty little shit.
If men nag y'all as much as y'all nag men about the shit that don't matter.
But who says what doesn't matter?
Because we really don't give a fuck. We don't care about the little shit that y'all ask. Like, oh, do I look pretty today? Oh, I love you. Like, it don't matter if you look pretty. You
can
look
like a
fucking,
matter.
You can look like a fucking toad.
Why y'all want us to be so masculine and so manly all the time? Like, y'all complaining about that? Y'all complaining about the little shit that we even nag or say stuff about. And it's like, if we did this, if we did this, no, y'all are men. So okay, y'all exactly. not gonna
so
do
as
it.
Leaders, so it's okay. So as leaders, we gotta eat that shit.
Or speak on it. Though.
You know what? I
or
would speak 100%. On it. I feel like I wish my husband ever would say some goofy ass shit like that to me. I would be the breadwinner, Bookie, for a whole year. We gonna switch positions for a whole motherfucking year. We're not going back. I will make all the money. And I expect everything that you want from me, I want from you.
In the back of the bus?
No. I didn't say that now.
Pegging is crazy.
Now, she said, I hate to say this on wax, but Malik McIntyre.
Who's Malik McIntyre?
You'll peg him?
Hell yeah. I'll be his boyfriend.
Who was that?
Malik? Dre? Malik? Play my thing?
Oh,
who Malik is?
I don't be in certain places on the internet. I don't
know.
What does
he do? He's like an influencer.
I don't be all on the internet.
Raymonte?
Ray Monte? I love Raymonte.
Oh, but like, he's not the same person. Mm-mm. Oh, yeah. I don't know who that together. Is.
But Malik?
He's some fine shit?
He's some fine shit.
Okay.
He's a part of the community. Him and
Navy. Yeah. Oh, I don't know who those people are.
Oh, my God.
I just
would never peg a man.
Like I don't be on the
part. If he was actually like bi or like openly gay or bi, yes, I would. But
but you would peg a man though in general. Yes. Would you enjoy it or you're doing it because he wants to? You're smiling. You would enjoy it. You little freak, Coco mother.
We have to have
Coco the freak.
Coco.
I said this on the last episode when we were talking about that. When I said anything that a man does with a woman. Isn't gay in my personal opinion.
Do you like women?
Yes.
How everybody on everybody.
We all okay.
Everybody like no, we all like women.
Oh my. Oh.
I was trying to
go. But we like men too.
We all like women.
Kodak said we all do not like men.
Give me the, not that
everybody
one.
Everybody up here is no motherfucker.
give me my fucking hand.
Unhand me.
Unhand me.
Fucking
turn
witch.
Me loose.
Icebreakers with ice. What's up?
All right, y'all. So clearly, we don't need no fucking icebreakers. We done talked about fooders.
Yeah, maybe you need to go first next time.
Yeah,
clearly.
we're working on things. Okay, y'all. It's a work in progress.
At this point, this is called to let you know before we go.
You know, listen, big homie, big homie's asylum. Okay,
right.
Nasty. Nurse.
Nurse!
He's escaping!
Y'all are crazy.
He's literally. Escaping! The TikTok sounds. Are you neurodivergent?
The killer's escaping!
See, and this is... Give me y'all phone. I'm about to erase TikTok off of both of y'all phones.
No.
I will kill you dead.
No, because I can't get it back. No.
That's what you do when you... That's little petty stuff that you could do. Don't crash... Crash his car. Don't do all of this shit. Burn his clothes. Pour bleach on it.
Nah,
pour cinnamon
delete,
anywhere.
If you delete that
take his phone. If you delete, Apple Pay yourself and delete that motherfucking TikTok app, ladies. Or men.
I'm not good. I'm not.
She can't go to jail and say, oh my gosh, he took my phone and deleted the app. You didn't hear
that's
me, did you?
That's crazy.
She didn't
you're
die.
Not gonna, yeah, you're going to die.
That's,
you delete TikTok off
take
my,
her phone yeah. and erase. I don't know. I don't date. I haven't dated an influencer. I don't know about that.
Is that one of the whole professions you were talking about?
That's definitely a whole profession.
That's definitely a whole profession.
What you do? Oh, I'm an influencer. Like, oh, okay.
What about podcasting?
Absolutely
that's
not.
Definitely a whole.
I've definitely lost women because they said I was too friendly. But really, I'm like the
you're
stiff,
not. You
I'm the stiffest nigga.
I'm about to say you don't come off like. Friendly flirtatious, like I want to fuck. It's just like
you come out
you're so
cool,
funny.
Like,
yeah, you be chilling.
Cause I have who I have already.
Now y'all got some other podcasters,
but it's some people that do this shit to get bitches.
For sure,
I can't relate.
Just like y'all go to the gym to get bitches.
I don't understand that.
How
because I, that's the it's the easiest way to get me to stop talking to a man is for him to talk. Keep talking. Keep talking, boo.
I think it's the influence that people are enamored with. So if you have people that pay attention to you, women like that because it's a sign of leadership.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I love me a nice leadershipper.
She love.
A leadershipper.
Icebreakers with ice.
Icebreakers with ice. All right, y'all. So my question of the day was...
Dude, my hand's fucking hanging.
What's...
Better this be your last episode, motherfucker.
Off the ofrenda. Off the ofrenda. He's taking you off the fucking ofrenda.
Hey, y'all better sign this petition to keep me on this motherfucker.
D4K, down for Kodak, nigga.
Wow. He practiced that, y'all.
Hey.
But I definitely want a Colt one day. But, what did you say? I already got one.
I feel like you got to have zero IQ to join a Colt. Never mind.
That's or a lot of Atlanta.
Or the feeling to be wanted and needed.
That's a lot of it. You're both of y'all describing Atlanta.
Oh, wow.
Was I lying?
Icebreakers with ice. So the question of the day is, what is an appropriate age gap?
For a relationship.
I was scrolling on Instagram and I saw, what's his name, Boston
Richie.
Oh, no.
And his girlfriend Tatiana, who's 19 years old.
How old is he?
He's 28.
You know, women do accept a lot of wild behavior when a nigga is a trick. That's crazy.
Oh yeah, no, let's talk about for the men, because I guess it's both. It goes both ways, but she's young. I don't know. I feel like he's grooming that bitch.
I think men that follow that whole, oh, well, if she's legal, she's good. I feel like those men are creeps.
Yes.
There's no way in the world that just because, like, a woman is 18, I'm like, oh, fair game.
Same thing with Jay-Z and Beyonce. Let's talk about it.
Uh-oh. Nope.
No, I was talking about, you know, like, the Africans, they be having...
I feel like that's different.
Though. Look at the llama.
Okay, so I think...
Your stupid ass gonna look.
I mean, it's a club.
It's two things that are poignant in my personal opinion, when it comes to the age gap. I feel like after a certain point, usually 30 plus, doesn't matter. Right. But I also feel like where you both are in life is the bigger part. If I date a man, or if I'm meeting a man who's 52, you're divorced with 5 kids, and one of your oldest kids is my age. What the fuck are you trying to talk to me?
And how old are you?
I'm 32.
I'm saying, you talk about as in your age?
Yes.
See, I feel like, I mean...
Like, you're 20 years older than me, but you also have a kid my motherfucking age. That's weird to me. Why do you want to date somebody? I could be dating your son.
Older men too, though.
Now, if I feel like the nigga was 50-something, you're single, never married, no kids. I'm single, never married, no kids. I feel like, oh, okay, cool.
If you're 50 with no kids, never married, and you're a straight man, want kids,
okay,
and you want kids, and you just never found that person, that's a red flag for me.
At what age did that start being a red flag?
Never.
50 years old and you want children,
I said, but like, okay,
and you
so 50,
don't have any.
So it's 45 and no kids a red flag?
It's questionable.
It's 40 with Rick. No,
it's questionable for a man. We talk about a man, right?
Man. So
yes, it's questionable.
So is a nigga that's 30 with no kids a red flag?
No.
Not at all.
35.
No.
You're approaching questionability.
I'm 34, so I got a few months.
You're in the questionability process. Like,
you go get somebody pregnant.
You gotta.
Damn.
So.
I be wanting to, but I don't want to be I don't want to be a baby daddy.
But see, y'all also can. Well, y'all also can have children when y'all are a lot older and go for younger. So.
But I want somebody around my age.
Are you intentionally dating, though?
Hell yeah. Like,
okay.
The person I thought it was, hey, I thought it was about to be the one. Nope. Right before Valentine's Day.
Ooh, saved you some money, though.
Nah, I just got to apply that.
You about to have a new one before Valentine's?
Just because I have...
y'all be having backups.
Just because I have a number
next
one...
Next 15 one coming.
Don't mean I don't have a number two, number three.
See, y'all be having backups.
I gotta edit that out. Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. Whoever caught that dating, you ain't the only one. He got 2, 3, and 4.
Isn't that how y'all date? Nah, I used to be the one at a time type of guy.
That's crazy.
Y'all date one at a time?
Yes.
Damn.
I hate everybody. I do not have enough patience.
I don't date all of them, but... Oh, no. I take it back.
Exclusively.
Okay, yes. Exclusively, yes. But at first, no. I'm going out on dates all the time. I might hit 4 dates up in a week.
But y'all can do that because y'all not paying for none of these dates.
Absolutely.
I have, though. That's actually not true, but...
It's true, sis.
I don't like going on dates.
What you want to do? Netflix and chill?
Something else.
Ew.
I feel like every time I've ever went on a date with somebody, I see people that I know that I wouldn't want.
So you got to start going to different places.
Every time. I remember this one time I drove an hour and a half away and seen a gaggle of people. And I was like, oh my God.
That you do?
Yes.
What you do outside of here?
What do you mean?
Coke bottle with Coke.
Mm-hmm.
What? I thought she was about to hold her hand.
No. Because how she?
No entiendo.
I don't know. An hour and a half away and you still know some people? I don't see if anybody offers a first date at their house. I don't want to go. I don't want to Netflix and chill.
But
I just don't want to go.
That's a part of knowing.
Because I love talking to. But I love dating, so I want
to
go out.
If a man offers to take you out, I mean, not offers to take you out. If a man tells you to pull up as the first link,
no, I'm not going to his house.
Red flag. He ain't coming to mine either.
I really gotta fill it out.
You said you gotta fill it out
before I invite a man to my, because I know where things at. I will kill you before anything happens, so I really don't.
And as a man, you know who to try like that.
No, y'all gonna try everybody like that.
No.
Nah.
You don't think they're gonna ask anybody to come over?
Absolutely.
Not for the first date.
Men know exactly. What kind of bitch they talking to.
We play dumb.
Yes, they play exactly. Willful.
Some of y'all are dumb, but.
Which is true.
That's two things can be true.
But imagine being dumb and like still playing dumb.
Right.
Yeah.
Y'all look crazy.
But as far as the gap,
and these are who you want as leaders.
Yes.
Look at the leaders.
As far as the gap, I feel like if she is, like, as a man, I wouldn't date anybody that is below 20.
How old are you first?
I'm 34.
Okay.
I wouldn't date anybody that's below like
26?
25, 26.
Okay,
my
good.
My personal opinion is, I feel like if we was not in high school at the same damn time, I'm not, that's weird.
Right, because I was in high school and you were in elementary.
You got to be at least one class out from me. So if I graduated in 2008, you would have had to graduate at least by 2012.
Well, okay. 2013. The whole 4 years.
We should have been in the halls, or it was like the year before. Like a year, I give you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like anything under that?
Anything that still says teen, even 19. I don't think no grown man needs to be dating anything that says teen.
Because what the fuck? What, like, honestly, if you're 34 years old, I think my sister is 23. What the fuck is fine shit? What are we fucking talking about?
You?
Bitch, I want to listen. I'm scared. I honestly be wondering, talking to somebody that young, what the fuck do y'all got to talk about? And if you do got something to talk about with a 9-year-old, nigga, I think you're slow. Or 19-year-old.
I'm about to say, whoa.
9-year-old.
Whoa.
19.
That's beyond slow.
You're a criminal.
Jail.
Right now.
Lock him up.
If 19 years old, if you at 34 years old, you can hold and like
you want to manipulate. You can't. You just want to manipulate.
Yes.
You want to manipulate.
Talking to them, especially at 34, you're on a completely different, or you should be on a different level mentally. I'm worried about IRA, HSA, 401k, and shit like that. I said that shit to my 19-year-old sister. She like, what the fuck is that? Exactly.
It's just a fun time. That's all they look at them as. Yeah.
You give a bitch $100, go get your dumb boo. And she like.
But that's why when like, again, go back to the Boston Richie thing. Like, certain women, like, idea of tricking is completely different. Because there's certain women that they think tricking is them getting a free lunch. Or them getting
younger ones.
Why would your eyes do that?
That's them younger kids.
Damn, bitch, you ain't got no money. You can't buy your own food.
No, they don't.
No money in, can't times buy is, no time,
listen, that's another thing to add to, the give more context. Times is harder now than it ever was before. So a lot of like the flexing that people were faking, it's a lot harder to keep that shit up.
Yeah.
And there's so many jobs out here, y'all. Just get
work.
A job.
They don't want to work.
Y'all don't want to work. Just get a job.
People know that it's not about that they don't want to work. We are in a time period now where everybody wants to be influencer. Everybody wants to do content.
Talk bitch. About
go.
It.
Go work at fucking Bucky's, bitch.
I do, but I'm still working, though.
As a manager for $22 an hour. Because you're making 15 cents on TikTok.
And that's not to, like you said, like, it's not to disparage people who want to be influenced.
Because
but
I'm not going to lie, for sure.
You have a regular job for while sure. you influence.
That, but that's, not even just influence. Do people even like you? Do anybody want to hear you talk? Do they even
it's
like
always
your
somebody
post?
That want to hear somebody.
When
for
I
sure.
first when I first started the Big Homie's House, I started it while I was teaching. Mm-hmm. I was actively teaching, but the pandemic happened. I was sent home for a year, like with pay, so I ain't got nothing but time to work on my shit. So by the time I came back, this shit was up enough. We're like, you know what? I don't really like y'all like that. I'm gone. And also, like what you say about influencers. The thing I hate about like modern influencing, a lot of y'all ain't got no influence. Y'all just copying what everybody else is doing.
Right.
Everybody else go out and got them red boots. What you did? You went out and got them big ass red boots. Everybody else out here with the chrome heart pants on, what you got? You got the chrome heart pants. Like, you're not influence. You have to set a trend to be an influencer. Yes,
you have to be a trendsetter.
Like, you have to have some actual influence. And like, you have to have something that people want. Like, if you ain't never, if ain't nobody, because it's people that have told me, it's like, bro, the reason I got in the podcast is because I saw your shit.
Yeah.
What was you about to do? What?
She was there. I'm like,
oh.
You
okay,
girl? I know I look good now.
Nah, I dozed off. That's the La Espresso Martini.
But if you ain't had nobody ever start doing things because of you, then you're not an influencer.
I agree. But you won't know until you try. So for all those out there who are looking or who wants to, you know, become an influencer.
Quit!
Because I'm one of those people too, but I have a full-time job. But everybody tell me, Isis, you know, you're funny, you're entertaining. We like to see you. We want to hear you talk. Like, people tell me that all the time.
I've heard that. Like 1 o'clock in the morning.
But I feel like what I say?
Influencer mommy.
Change your fucking name.
And I changed it. You didn't see it.
I did see it.
And I changed that motherfucker.
She had ice chef, personal chef, and traveler in her bio. Say, bro, put media mommy in your name, bro.
Cause that was media mommy.
Cause I remember, that's how I remember you at.
And that you heard an old boy the other day, man, when I first met you, I told you. So, you know, so if you want to do it, do it. But people want to do it, honestly, because the lifestyle looks so glorious. Like, for me to wake up and do this, or wake up and shoot this, and wake up and do that, and you just getting paid for it. Like, I really live this life for real. So, Cole, that shit look good.
What you about to say?
I'm not setting up no camera. 24/7.
Oh yeah, 24/7 is a little bit outrageous.
You will if you see that check attached to it.
I don't like that. So the influencer thing, people tell me all the time, like, oh my God, like, you have all these followers on TikTok. I don't like that.
Let me buy your TikTok. Like, you see, you trying to sell yours. Let me get yours.
I like that y'all, you know, y'all fuck with me, but.
And it's not for everybody.
I hate everybody.
Oh no.
Like, even like podcasting, yeah. Like this. Do I like it in general? Like, yeah, like I be talking. I just be talking. But like.
To do it full time.
I would do it full time. But do I actually like, yeah, like I like that.
No. She don't like nothing. You a fucking pessimist.
Oh my gosh.
Fucking pessimist.
I don't think.
And
I'm
the
a
word
pessimist.
Of today is pessimist.
Can you spell that one time for us, Kodak?
Ooh, pessimist. I know I fucked that up. That was too many s's.
Wait, that nigga said m. I crinkle letter, crinkle letter, I crinkle letter, crinkle letter, I hum back, hum back.
I think.
Spell it one more time.
Let's see.
P E S S I M I S T.
Ding 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 ding. You're correct. 2 points if you know the definition.
Pessimist, somebody who's negative as fuck.
Ding ding
ding.
2 points.
Ding 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 ding.
Yeah, listen. The word of the day was
my boy be having words.
The word of the day was cumbersome. We didn't get it.
Yeah,
didn't get
it. I thought it was cool to grow.
No, that was last. So the definition of the day. Cumbersome.
Word of the day.
The word of the day. Cumbersome. This is the real word of the day.
Okay.
Large or heavy, therefore difficult to carry or use, unwieldy, slow or complicated, and therefore inefficient. So.
That bitch was cumbersome as fuck.
Dank is cumbersome.
Yes, she is.
That's why I said that. I knew that you were going to say that.
The girl from the lift is cumbersome.
That's the.
He said, the nigga pulled up. Oh, this bitch is cumbersome.
I want to see her car. What kind of car do you drive?
It was a fucking Jeep.
A CLA 300. Yes. They be having them little small cars and all of that.
Nah, she was loaded up in the back trunk of an SUV, and that bitch was leaning. Leaning.
Imagine hitting a pothole or a
she going to go straight through it.
When her in the back passenger, I would tell her to get out.
She's the type, like, I know this is going to sound bad, but she's the type of girl that would, like, if she's in your car, you got to ride, like, with the music down real low just to listen for sounds and shit that might
make
break.
Sure your car don't,
Yeah, because.
And you got to drive real slow.
Yeah.
Like, slow as hell.
Just to listen for sounds is...
Just make sure your shit don't break.
Because you had the music up loud and you don't hear that back tire pop.
Yeah.
You're going to be messed up.
All you see is the goddamn the check tire light come on.
Yeah, or when you're going over a hump or pulling into a driveway, it might be sitting so low that you might to get in there.
Oh, that's or a speed bump. Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. That speed bump.
Gonna mess up all
the
of
car,
that.
The car gonna break in half
gonna
like the Titanic.
She one of the people, you after. Know, when you hit a bump and that shit just hit so hard that you turn the fucking music off and you just be.
She's the type of person that like.
Oh, wait, are we roasting her?
If something, I feel like we're going back and forth.
She's the type. I don't agree with that.
If something was to break in your car while she's in it, she'd probably say, "It was like that when I got here."
Oh my God! Listen.
Oh my goodness.
We're not going back and forth. One more. Okay, no.
Mm-mm.
One more.
Like no.
It. Now facts is facts.
Fat is fat? That's
facts.
Wow.
Facts are facts.
Wow.
No, facts? I said facts are facts.
She said fat is fat, man.
No, I'm not. I don't do that. I don't like talking about big people. No.
That's your clientele.
Well, he can talk about big people.
I'm thick.
Why do you say yes like that? Like, you think he big?
No, I'm saying...
Wow! Yes, yes, yes.
No,
you
yes,
think I'm
yes,
fat?
Yes. Wait a minute!
He can do it. He can say it.
No, I'm lying.
That fat piece of shit over there.
No!
I'm hurt.
I'm saying, I feel like...
You hungry.
What'd you just say? I'm about to roll your ass
What off. Did you just say?
You shut the fuck up. Let's take a hit of Coke.
No, we're doing killer cases.
Killer cases with Coke.
Because it ties into... ISIS's icebreakers. So the Naziah Harris case. Are you familiar? Yes, no, maybe.
That's the little girl?
Yes.
About the creepy uncle?
Yeah. No, okay. It's not even her uncle. It's her aunt's baby daddy.
Oof.
Her aunt's baby daddy. So this took, she's been missing since, I think, July.
She's in Michigan, right?
Huh?
Michigan, right?
Yes,
okay.
In Detroit. She's been missing since January 2024. Mm-hmm. I guess the bigger part about this is like the how old is too old. The person that is in custody is her aunt's baby daddy of her five children, all of her five children. Yes. Yes. Now, the crazy part about this man has been a registered sex offender since like 2005. He's like 42 years old, I think. So he's been a registered sex offender since 2005 under with a minor under 13, which later came out to be one of his daughters, who was, I think, four at the time, and he gave her chlamydia. And, yes. And another little girl, I can't remember if it was or was not his daughter, but it was another little girl who was, like, 9 or 10 when he, like, actually penetrated her. So, circling back to the actual case and, like, the facts surrounding the case, because everybody's just up in a tizzy about it, because people are trying to figure out if the aunt and her guardian, who was her grandma, knew, A, that she was pregnant, B, with Jarvis's baby. So her, not even her uncle, but her aunt's baby daddy. And C, why in the hell was you dating a registered sex offender? She knew he was a sex offender.
Can we keep it a stat? Some people, because it's not even just women, some people are desperate.
Of course.
They will take any type of love that is shown to them, regardless of if it conflicts with who they are as a person, their personal morals, their ethics, they don't even like have to be physically attracted to them, because obviously ain't nobody else showing them love. So fuck it. Might as well, you know. So, I mean, it's an unfortunate situation for everybody involved because it's a big loss in the community. And I was talking to one of my homegirls about shit like this earlier today. And I was saying, like, in the black community, we are way too inclusive. If you know that somebody in your family is being a creep, out that nigga.
Yeah.
Expel him. A lot of times you don't talk about it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because y'all, like, it's been times you've known that Uncle Charles been a creep in your family for years.
And he's been at all the cookouts and y'all don't say shit.
And y'all not saying nothing.
Yeah.
So that's how you have, like, it should, like, fortunately for me, to my knowledge, nobody that I be around be on no shit like that. But if you see somebody who I be around about that's on that type of shit, tell me so I can fix it. Because I don't even want to be around the type of nigga that got them type of accusations around him.
Let alone accusations, but charges.
Charges is even worse.
And on the list.
And you on the registry.
No, I can't, like, that's shit that I feel like I wouldn't feel bad about losing that friend.
Oh, hell no.
I wouldn't, like, I'm not about to shelter somebody who's out here causing that type of trauma to people.
Yeah, no.
Because that stuff is generational. And you know what's crazy? If men start having, like, real conversations with women, you would see how many are actual victims of sexual violence.
Like the men.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's why when we were talking about the man versus the bear, men were like, you bitches are crazy. No, we're not.
There are things you can do to quell a bear. Just, you know, stay the fuck away from it, okay?
What is it? If it's brown, lay down. If it's black, fight back. And if it's white, good night. That's what it is.
Like, and this
if it's brown, lay down.
No, brown bear.
It's like some hunting shit.
Yeah.
This is crazy. So if it's brown, you lay down. Like, you lay
play
still.
Dead.
Yeah, play dead. If it's black, fight back. So you kind of fight back. And if it's white, it's over with.
Yeah.
It's a wrap for you, boo.
Polar bear.
Yeah, polar bears.
So we fight the black ones, though. Mm-hmm. See, that's your problem. Y'all always trying to fight the black culture.
But what about the brown? Because the brown falling with the black, too.
We don't. We are black.
Black. Brown is like...
people of color.
Mixtures.
I support the people of color.
Me too.
Yeah,
I support everybody.
I don't like that shit.
What?
You don't support people of color? See, you don't like fat people. Yeah. You don't like people of color.
I've never said I don't like fat people. I did not say that.
No, she just don't like you.
I said I don't date them.
She just don't like you.
I just don't give them coochie.
I don't give them coochie. What else did you say I said I don't like?
You don't like people of color.
I don't like that term.
This is different between not liking the term and not liking them.
I don't like that term. That's what I meant to say. What's... I don't like the term people of color because it's people of color. When they riding on our backs. But when it's anything else, it's you niggers.
Color people.
You, the blacks.
It's, the blacks.
It's the blacks. The negros. The negroes. The negritas. We everybody else, have you, like, think about that. We are the only ones who get separated when it's some black people shit. It's not people of color then. Mm. The yellows and the browns and everybody. Uh-uh. We not people. I'm not black, Poppy. I'm not black.
I'm not black.
but for real, the people
he know black.
I don't
know
like
black.
That.
Look at this curl pattern. Look at this.
He's Dominican. He's Dominican.
I know black, Bobby.
Yes.
You black.
Coogee's from Rhode.
Cut that out.
Hard ER.
She just said hard ER.
We know
that is. We know. Was like, you're fucking Kanye.
We know who's getting the Kanye sweater.
$20.
Go to Yeezy.com. Nah, Coogee's from Rhode Island.
Rhode Island?
It's not even New York. It's his own thing.
This not even New York is crazy. Wow.
It's not a borough.
Ain't never heard somebody say, I ain't never ever heard that.
My U.S. here. He's
It's some hard rappers. It's some hard rappers in Rhode Island, too.
Like who?
What's his buddy's name? Vic Mucka. Whoa. I've been running down on these corners.
No.
How the hell y'all know this?
What song?
Radio, okay. Yeah. Radio
oh, Bend the Corner?
Yeah. No. He's...
I was swerving.
Okay. Oh. Who you talking about?
He is Vic Mucka. That's his name.
Oh.
Vic Mucka.
Shout out to Vic Smuckers.
I thought he was about to say Vic Mensa. I was just like,
She said, shout out to Vic Smuckers. That's nuts, bro.
We don't know him.
He's a new rapper.
Oh, okay. Well, hey.
I'm sorry to that man. I do not know that.
We just don't know him. It's so many new rappers out here. I cannot keep track of who is coming out rapping. I can't.
I'm starting to understand our parents.
It's so many of them.
Listen to Marvin Gaye.
Right. Put that motherfucker radio off and do some work. Now look at us. We all rappers.
Cause the drill music, I don't know. I don't understand it.
Like, I like drill music.
Why they be like rapping like that?
I like it.
I'm insane. Like what's going on?
I like drill.
Let me what stop and shoot my ass. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Are you about to show me Vic Smucker?
No, I'm not about to show you Vic Smucker. So it's Vic Mucka.
Vic Mucka?
ERA.
You can't even find him.
I wasn't looking for him.
You were trying to Google it.
It was big, what she said, big booty bitches. That's Vic, the codec over there. Vic looking at.
Mucka. What's wrong with big booties?
Nothing.
You don't like women with big butts? I got a question for
she
you.
She said forever. Big butts make it look like it stinks.
Because you said you don't like fat dudes. But do you like bigger women?
What do you like? Do I date them?
Yeah.
No. I actually like little women. I like athletic you bodies. Look, something about the athletic bodies just turned me on.
You be doing the bending, huh?
No. With the women?
Yeah.
We both be doing the bending.
Oh, okay.
Y'all both wear a strap on? That's too much. Sorry.
This has gotten.
I thought we were asking questions like that.
Oh, Lord.
She's nervous, guys. All right, leave it alone.
No, I just know somebody going to see this and be like,
bitch, yes, you did. You just strapped me on last night. Hope
you were, you wasn't doing that with me.
She didn't know that you wanted that.
I didn't know. I'm delivered.
Do either of you have anything else you want to get off your fucking chest? Because this is very fucking chaotic.
No, let's just do a let them know before we go. What you want to tell them before we hop up out of here?
Let them know before we go?
Let them know before we go.
Is that how we ended it?
That's how we going to end it.
I don't know. You started off. This is your idea.
I just made that shit up.
Let them know before we go. What do I need to let them
know? What would y'all like to know? Are we going to give them some funny? We tell them something serious?
Yeah, you tell them something funny. Tell them something funny.
Oh, because now I'm a fucking comedian. Now I'm a joke. Now I'm just supposed to just throw out a joke.
Why you looking at me like I'm the damn class clown? What the hell?
Because it was your fucking idea.
I don't know. You were looking at your phone like you had something to say. I was just trying to move it on in there.
You looked at me like, tell a joke.
I'm going to let them know before. I don't give a damn about who a celebrity is dating as far as race. I don't care. People are too involved and too invested on, like, I see the hubbub about Jalen Hurts' wife. I don't care. I see people talk about Saquon Barkley's wife. I don't give a fuck. Why do you care?
Nigga, did you see, what's Patrick Mahomes? Did you see that with the wife where he was like, what's my favorite cheat meal? And she said, fried chicken.
Hold on, who are we?
Is that it?
No, it wasn't. Then the bitch said, I think she was like, chicken strips. Chicken tenders. They she just kept saying chicken.
They're going to get divorced.
Who just are these
kept
people?
Saying chicken. And this Pat nigga Mom? Said, this nigga
dude
said,
that was in the Super Bowl.
Mexican food.
Oh, I don't see. I don't know about sports.
Well, now you know. Now we know.
I be knowing who they are.
All I know about sports is the fine.
So you only
that's my them. That's my favorite team. Who are your favorite team? Whoever got the most fine niggas on it.
Is that how you watch sports?
No.
You watch sports for real? You look like you be putting parlays in.
Why are you telling me? Why you want to do this to everybody?
Don't fuck with me. Send me parlays
he's so
in.
Fucking loud. And I think be telling one nigga. Send me your parlays because he'd be hitting every time. Every fucking time.
He was right.
Shout out to you.
It's not bad if I'm accurate. Listen, we appreciate everybody coming and kicking it with your homies. We got Coke in the building.
Big Mama. Big Mama.
Yeah. Big homie Ice. Lick your lips again.
Ice, baby.
Lick your lips again.
No. Damn. Why? I just told these people that you weren't a creep.
Because I wanted to do it for the camera.
Oh. I don't really have... I don't...
You do got little ass lips. And it's Big Homie Kodak.
What the
That's fuck? Another episode of the Big Homie's House. And we are... My little lip lady. Go!